Hey everyone, I'm Christopher.
I'm Mike.
All right, and today we're talking about hot springs.
Ooh, I like me a good hot spring, especially in the winter time.
Yes, and it's winter now.
When it's so cold outside and taking a hot shower or a hot bath at home, it just isn't good enough sometimes. So you go to a hot spring.
Right.
Which ones have you visited,
I
Chris?
have been to the ones in Hualien
Hualien,
and Ulai.
and Ulai.
How
Okay,
about you?
I've been to Beitou,
Oh, okay.
right?
Oh, I've
So
been there as
we
well,
went to
yes.
different places around Taipei, and I went to a very special one of only three saltwater hot springs, and you can find one on Green Island here in
Green
Taiwan.
Island.
The other ones are in Africa or somewhere.
Okay.
So, hot springs, we're going to find out more right now.
A season for hot springs.
Having trouble deciding where to go for fun this winter? Perhaps you should visit one of Taiwan's many hot springs. A German businessman discovered the country's first hot springs in Beitou in 1894. 1 year later, the Japanese introduced the Taiwanese to their Osen culture. This educated them on the health benefits of hot springs. It also helped these natural wonders gain popularity. Over time, hot springs became a part of the local culture. Today, people from all over the world come to enjoy them.
Hot spring. Hot spring. Hakone, Japan has hot springs and beautiful scenery. Hakone, Japan has hot springs and beautiful scenery. Discover. Discover. The scientist discovered a strange blue frog in the pond. The scientist discovered a strange blue frog in the pond. Introduce. Introduce. Introduce, introduced, introduced. Mrs. Wong introduced a new student to the class. Mrs. Wong introduced a new student to the class. Educate, 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 educated, educated. The teacher uses fun and interesting ways to educate children. The teacher uses fun and interesting ways to educate children.
All right, so the article starts off, having trouble deciding where to go for fun this winter?
I don't know. I didn't think about it, Chris. Now I'm thinking I feel a little worried. Am I having trouble deciding where to... Wait, I'm not supposed to answer this question.
No, you're not.
Oh, it's a question just to make me think.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it also happens to be having trouble doing something happens to be our 英文 快译通.
Great.
Oh, yeah. So how about we look at how to use this phrase?
Okay, let's do that right now.
Oh, yeah!
Hello, I'm David. 欢迎来到英文快译通。Happy Chinese New Year! 农历新年期间啊，大家是不是难以抗拒美食的诱惑啊？好啦，我先承认我是。I have a hard time saying no to delicious food. 美食不吃就太对不起自己的胃了嘛。好啦好啦，我们还是赶快来看看春节期间英文快译通是不是也有特别节目呢？Check it out.
寒假干嘛还要背熟2000个英文单字啊？
不过背单字是很基本的啊。
我记不起来那么多单字嘛。I have trouble to memorize so many words.
别担心，待会来教你一些记单字的方法吧。不过你又还没有去背单字，怎么就 have trouble 了？
很多同学常常搞不清楚第二个动词出现的时候要用不定词还是动名词。其实这个问题的确困扰许多同学。其实呢，第二个动词出现要用不定词还是动名词是有迹可循的。请同学们先想一下 want, decide, plan 这几个字后面要接不定词还是动名词呢？其实我们可以从这三个字的意思去想后面到底要接什么。因为啊，不定词 to 加原形动词指的是还没做要去做的事情，所以这时候就会选用不定词来接在 want, decide 和 plan 的后面，来表示想要去做、决定去做和计划去做。比方说，我想要环游世界， I want to travel around the world。 可是大卫老师人还在这里耶，并还没有去环游世界，所以 want 后面要接的是 to travel 而不是 traveling。那这么说来，是不是有另外一些动词后面要接 ving 呢？是的，没错，这些动词像是 enjoy 乐在其中、 keep 维持、 finish 完成、 practice 练习这几个字。那我们就来拿 enjoy 这个字来看好了。 For example, I enjoy teaching you English， 我很喜爱教你们英文哦。那除了这几个字之外，有些动词偏语后面也要用动名词哦，像是 give up 放弃、 have trouble、 have a hard time 做什么有困难，甚至 have fun、 have a good time 很愉快的做。想想看，这几个动词片语后面要是接不定词的话，表示还没做要去做，是不是很奇怪呢？你都还没有去做的事情，怎么会让你有困难或是让你愉快呢？所以呢，像之前啊，大卫老师在香港玩得很愉快，英文就要说I had a good time visiting Hong Kong， 这样才对哦。那刚刚糊涂妹说的，我记住这么多单字有困难，英文要说 I have trouble memorizing so many words。 记得哦， have trouble doing something， 做这件事情有困难要用 ving 哦。那英文快一通，我们下次见，拜拜。
Okay, well here's an answer to our question. Perhaps you should visit one of Taiwan's many hot springs.
Oh, okay.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
A hot spring, of course, as everyone knows, is a place where hot water comes up from the ground. And this hot water is made hot by the heat of the stones and the rocks under the ground. So it's very special and a difficult thing to find around the world. Taiwan is very lucky.
So the hot spring is heated by Earth, right?
That's right.
The center of Earth is hot.
Exactly. When we think of volcanoes and things like that, all of those hot rocks...The same idea here for heating the water of a hot spring.
Okay. Can you make a hot spring?
You can't really make a hot spring, no.
It would just be like a bath, maybe?
It could be a bath, or you could throw a lot of water on a barbecue, but that would be dirty and dangerous, so don't do that. Hot spring is two words, of course. H-O-T, hot, S-P-R-I-N-G.
Spring.
Hot spring.
Exactly. Okay, our example sentence for hot spring. Hakone, Japan has hot springs and beautiful scenery. Okay, so Hakone, I believe that's how it's pronounced, Japan has hot springs, so this is a very good natural bath.
Hi.
And beautiful scenery, so it looks pretty.
Very pretty.
Do you think the hot springs in Hakone are maybe on a mountain?
I would expect they're in an area with lots of mountains, yeah. And I know a lot of Japanese people come to Taiwan to enjoy hot springs, too. So there we go. Let's find out about the history of hot springs in Taiwan. A German businessman discovered the country's first hot spring in Beitou in 1894. 1894, more than 100 years ago.
Wow.
Now we have this verb, he discovered, to discover. What does that mean,
So discover means to find unexpectedly or during a search. In this case, I think this businessman accidentally found it, so he discovered it.
Oh my gosh, hot springs!
Exactly, he's like, I might touch this water, and it's safe.
It's hot.
So discover, we'll have an example sentence. The scientist discovered a strange blue frog in the pond.
Mm.
The scientist discovered, or found unexpectedly,
mm-hmm.
a strange blue frog in the pond.
Oh, very interesting. Discover is spelled D-I-S-C-O-V-E-R. D-I-S-C-O-V-E-R.
Okay. In the article, it continues 1 year later. So 1 year after it was discovered in
okay.
what year?
1894.
Very good. So 1 year later, the Japanese introduced the Taiwanese to their onsen culture.
Onsen culture.
Onsen culture.
Hi.
What is onsen?
Hi. Hot spring.
Hot spring. Oh,
in Japan, okay. Hot spring. Hi.
Okay. Introduce.
Mm.
We see this word.
Yes.
Introduce. It's a verb. It means to insert or bring into something. So they introduce, they teach,
mm-hmm.
more or less, the Taiwanese about their culture. So
okay.
introduce, introduce. Mm-hmm. Introduce. Introduce.
Okay. So, of course, you can introduce new things like
right.
hot springs, or we could say, you know, Apple introduced the iPad, the tablet computer, to the world.
Right.
But we can also introduce people. For example,
yes.
Mrs. Wong introduced a new student to the class. Mrs. Wong introduced a new student to the class.
And you can also introduce yourself as well.
That's right? true, yeah.
You could say, I'm Christopher.
Mm-hmm. I'm Mike.
Oh, we introduce
nice
ourselves
to meet you.
At the beginning of mm. the episode.
We do, oh. we do, yes.
Okay, so the article.
Mm-hmm.
This educated them on the health benefits of hot springs.
Right.
So this educated the Taiwanese on the health benefits of hot springs.
Yeah. To educate is to teach people something new, to give
right.
them information maybe they didn't know before, but by teaching or educating them, they're learning something new. Of course, when we think of educate, we usually think of schools, right?
Right? Exactly.
Schools, colleges, universities. Anytime you take a class, you want to be educated. E-D-U-C-A-T-E. E-D-U-C-A-T-E. Educate us with an example sentence, Chris.
No problem. The teacher uses fun
mm-hmm.
and interesting ways
good.
To educate children.
There you go.
Oh, that's good. So the teacher uses fun
mm-hmm.
and interesting ways to educate children.
Okay. Oh. You should also be aware there's a noun form of this word. Again, we often use it when talking about schools. Education.
Right.
You go to school to get an education, to learn new things.
Yes.
We also had the word benefit.
Right, we did.
In that sentence, to educate people on the healthy benefits.
Right. Benefit is a helpful or good effect.
Okay.
So they're being taught the benefits of hot springs.
Mm-hmm.
So they're
mm-hmm.
learning about the good things that can happen when mm-hmm. you sit in a hot spring.
Okay, interesting.
Our example sentence for mm-hmm. benefit, there are several benefits for drinking coffee.
Okay.
There are several benefits for drinking coffee.
Right, coffee helps you stay awake.
Right.
Some doctors say it's good for your heart.
It is.
Okay, so those are
not some... too much.
Not too much, that's yeah. right.
Too
not
much coffee, too
much.
Bad for the heart.
Absolutely.
One cup, okay.
But when we do healthy things like mm. exercise or eat fruits and vegetables, we like the benefits, the
right.
good effects. That's spelled B-E-N-E-F-I-T. B-E-N-E-F-I-T. Benefit.
Mm.
All right. It also, educating and hot people about hot springs,
right.
help these natural wonders gain popularity. Absolutely.
Wow.
A lot of people didn't know about hot springs, but when they learned or were educated about the benefits, they became very, very popular.
Yeah, they did. And we see this noun phrase here, natural wonders.
Mm.
Do you know we have 7 natural wonders in the world?
Really? Only 7?
Well, I think there
huh.
might be more, but
oh, okay.
7 official ones.
Oh, as sort of voted by the UN or some world group.
It might have been the news network CNN.
Oh, well, who listens to CNN?
I don't know.
Okay, what were the natural wonders? Do you remember all 7?
No, but I remember 4 or 5 are in Asia.
Really? Is there one? What's the closest one to Taiwan?
The closest one to Taiwan.
Is it Tailuga, Taroko Gorge?
No.
That could be a natural wonder.
Komodo Island.
Komodo Island in Indonesia?
Yes.
With those big lizards?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe because those types of lizards are only found mostly in this small
Interesting.
Island.
But a natural wonder is something that's created by nature. It could be a big mountain or a waterfall or just a really beautiful forest. It's not built by people. It's not a machine. It's natural, and it's a wonder. It's amazing. It's something you really would like to see.
Like Taroko Gorge.
Taroko Gorge, that's right. Let's get back to hot springs.
Okay. Over time, hot springs became a part of the local culture.
True.
Today, people from all over the world come to enjoy them.
Right. So over time, of course, means the last 100 years since hot springs were introduced.
Right.
They've become part of the local, the Taiwan culture. People here don't look at it, oh, that's a Japanese thing to do, going to a hot spring. No, it's a Taiwanese thing. And as I said, even Japanese people now are coming to Taiwan to enjoy our wonderful hot springs.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah. I think I'm going to take your advice and go try the salt hot spring in Green
Hot
Island.
Springs. Great. Leaves your skin so smooth.
Ooh.
And you can make soup in it at the same time because it's salty water.
Do you think you could
throw in a chicken?
Do you think you could eat that salty water?
I don't think you'd really want to. The people at the hot spring would be upset if you took your bath with a chicken. That would be weird.
Yeah, it'd be
All right, guys. We'll be right back. See you soon.
Bye.
Now, Chris, hot springs, we know, are great at this time of year in the winter, but what about in the summer? I've never gone to a hot spring in the summer because it's already really hot. Do people go to hot springs in the summer?
I actually can answer this question.
Okay.
Yes.
They do.
Yes, but
there are different
types of springs. So there's actually cold springs.
Oh, that sounds great.
And it can cool you off, but it's almost like being in a refrigerator. It's
really? So the water in a cold spring is very cold.
Very cold. They should call them very cold
very
springs.
Very cold. Well, I think people then, they wouldn't go.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Probably. But they also have less hot springs. And it starts off with a very hot one, and then each one is less hot because it's farther away from the rocks.
From the hot rocks under the ground.
Exactly.
Very interesting. So you can pick your hot spring for the right season. There you go. We learned something new, and we're going to learn something more tomorrow as we continue our discussion about hot springs. Ciao. See ya.
Bye.
Sayonara. Bye-bye.
欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会之有奖征答活动，我是今天的主持人 Avita。今天要猜的句子非常的有意思，这个句子也常常拿来当做甜言蜜语。不仅如此，在许多方面都适用得宜。好的，有奖征答活动现场已经挤满人潮，那么事不宜迟，现在我们来看一下题目。You are the 什么 of my 什么？提示一，中文的句子的意思是你是我的挚爱。提示二，句子中的第一个空格是某一种器官哦。提示三，句子中的第二个空格是某一种水果。那么比赛开始。
You are the mango of my ear.
不，那个水果要再硬一点，器官已经很接近了。来
，You are the guava of my eye.
恭喜这位参赛者，器官答对喽。不过水果要再猜硬一点，再脆一点，再 juicy 一些。来。
You are the pear of my eye.
错，那位穿红色衣服的朋友。
Oh, you are the apple of my eye.
恭喜你答对了，正确的答案就是 You are the apple of my eye. You are the apple of my eye. 意思就是你是我的挚爱。这句话其实来自于圣经。而 apple 呢，苹果不止在西方或东方人的国家都是视为很珍贵的水果，因此 apple of one's eye 也就是珍贵之物的意思。You are the apple of my eye. 这句话同学们一定要学起来哟。
A season for hot springs.
Having trouble deciding where to go for fun this winter? Perhaps you should visit one of Taiwan's many hot springs. A German businessman discovered the country's first hot springs in Beitou in 1894. 1 year later, the Japanese introduced the Taiwanese to their Osen culture. This educated them on the health benefits of hot springs. It also helped these natural wonders gain popularity. Over time, hot springs became a part of the local culture. Today, people from all over the world come to enjoy them.
Hot spring. Hot spring. Hakone, Japan has hot springs and beautiful scenery. Hakone, Japan has hot springs and beautiful scenery. Discover. Discover. The scientist discovered a strange blue frog in the pond. The scientist discovered a strange blue frog in the pond. Introduce. Introduce. Introduce, introduced, introduced. Mrs. Wong introduced a new student to the class. Mrs. Wong introduced a new student to the class. Educate. Educate. Educate, educated, educated. The teacher uses fun and interesting ways to educate children. The teacher uses fun and interesting ways to educate children.